The host of BBC London's afternoon show, Danny Baker, went on the air after being told his programme would be axed at the end of the year. He said today's programme would be his last. Now, Danny Baker won the Speech Personality of the Year title at the Sony Radio Awards this year. He's a well-known broadcaster. And what he had to say this afternoon got Twitter in a frenzy. And in a moment or two, we'll give you a flavour of how he spoke to us or talked to us. Neither did the BBC, who said the decision to axe the programme wasn't driven by savings. All stations refresh their schedules from time to time. We're talking to Danny's agent about a weekly programme, although Danny says different. Here's a flavour of it.
So it is an unusual show, of course, eclectic and a little fiery for the very last time, but there it is. I actually feel, on behalf of the audience, that it's actually a patronising thing to do. No, what you want is this. Well, Mick, by the way, the exciting new lineup in January will be released soon.
Yeah.
They actually said to me, would rather, you know what, I told my agent because nobody rang me, as I said, would rather Danny didn't mention it just now.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Just acquiesce on your way to the abattoir. Don't embarrass us, it looks bad. One show had to go, and that turned out to be us. It's just not generic enough, and whatever the reason is, they were good enough not to actually contact me about the information. Yeah. And I found out this morning by a newspaper blowing down the street, and it got stuck around my foot, and I looked, oh, that's a foot relief. We don't want to leave, but we're being told to leave by people we've never met who don't listen to the show and certainly don't listen to you. Oh. Apparently it makes financial sense. It certainly don't to you two, the money you've been paid over the years, tuppence ain't me. People don't believe it when I say, you know, 50 quid. You know, and I'll be honest with you, after deductions I get 300. And I am apparently the best radio presenter in Britain. It's a dirty, rotten shame. And it's a rotten way they did it. And anything you read in the next couple of days is probably being cobbled together now. Well, we're very sorry Danny feels like that, but we did. It'll just be blather. Nobody from this station called me personally at all. Not once. After all of that. And by the way, take down those Candyman's gold things out there because you didn't mean it, you phonies. And so, you know, and I've got to tell you, I do not. I genuinely have, as you know, plenty to do. But I always thought, can't wait to whip this through and get back on the radio in the afternoons, because this is the best show I'll ever do. I'll never work better than this again. But that apparently is not the point. It's about kowtowing to the reams and reams and reams of middle management. There are many, many, many more meetings rooms in this building than there are studios. And that should tell you all you need to know.
Danny Baker on BBC London this afternoon, which got Twitter, all over Twitter. As I say, the BBC didn't want to be interviewed, neither did Danny. BBC saying the decision not driven by savings.